She was the country's first Indigenous woman to run a cattle station, an author, an abuse survivor, and now she's been named Barnardo's Mother of the Year. Bidjara woman Keelan Mailman was nominated for the award by her niece and foster daughter. Keelan Mailman says too many Aboriginal children are in out-of-home care, with Indigenous kids nearly 10 times more likely to be removed from their parents than non-Indigenous children. She's told our reporter Lindy Caron that Indigenous foster carers need more support.
A long way from her cattle station at Mount Tabar in western Queensland, 700 kilometres west of Brisbane, Keelan Mailman is in Sydney, celebrating her new title of Mother of the Year. She was nominated for the award by her niece.
She rung me up and said to me, "Auntie, I've nominated you for Barnardo's Mother of the Year." And I said, "Good on you, love." I said, "That's beautiful, you know." And I sort of thought that it just come and went and didn't think about anything. And then all of a sudden I got a email saying you're the sixth finalist. And I thought, oh, good God, it's still going. And so I was straight on the hooter to her. And she goes, "I know, Aunt, you must have known I was just literally ready to dial you." So, yeah, you know, and what she had to say really touched my heart. And it sort of gets me a bit emotional every time I think about it.
What did she say?
Well, you know, that I saved her. She said, you know, she can still remember the day when I pulled up in me white Nissan and she come running down the driveway and I was this angel and I had this big smile that would blind her, you know. And how I saved her and the siblings was something so beautiful, eh, that all come from the heart.
Keelan Mailman already had three children of her own when her younger sister was struggling to cope. She fought for full custody of her five nieces and nephews and represented herself in court.
Yeah, it was a hard battle, you know, no money, a half a year aid education, and trying to represent myself in a court case was just like, good God, what have I got myself in for? But, you know, I done it. It was a hard journey, though.
We often hear about the number of Indigenous kids in out-of-home care. Why do you think the rate is nearly 10 times more likely to be in out-of-home care than non-Indigenous kids?
I think the struggles that, you know, our people are going through and, you know, work. A lot of our people can't get work and then, of course, that turns into other things from not enough money to have a better life and then people go off track, you know, with alcohol and drugs and then domestic violence. But I'm not saying that's for all our people. But, you know, the self-esteem, you know, they just get so down that, you know, everything's going wrong. And then, of course, that causes a broken home, eh, with the children that are there, you know.
What needs to change, do you think? What should be done to reduce those figures?
Well, mate, I don't know, I suppose. You know, we could just really hope for the best with it all and hopefully that there's just, you know, more work and more support for our people to be able to try and give them that help.
When Keelan Mailman was 12, her mother had a stroke that left her incapacitated. She became her mother's carer and took over the responsibility for her younger brothers and sisters. She says she wanted to keep her family together. It was the same sense of obligation when she took in her nieces and nephews.
Like I said, that's my younger sister, Sissy, and I always constantly said to them, you know, because they went through a lot of sad and hard times too, to where Mum was and why wasn't she coming back, and, you know, and I constantly told them, you know, your Mum loves yous. I said, but she's just off track at the moment and something bad's happened, and, you know, just be happy that she's in the physical world with us and one day she'll come back, and she has, you know, and they're all back together again sort of thing now, trying to have a life.
Keeping the children in touch with their culture was important to her, and it's work she's continuing in her wider community. She's teaching high school and primary school students in Charleville about the Bidjara culture.
When I go into town, you know, or they know that I'm coming into town, it's, have you got a quick half hour or even an hour, Keelan? And so, you know, going up and helping with not only the Indigenous, you know, or my Bidjara crew there, it's for the whole of the schools and teaching, you know, I'll try and teach them Bidjara cultural heritage and language and then, you know, I'm hoping to be one of their carers.
So you're prepared to take on more kids?
I know I'm out there by myself, so they'd have to be a little bit of age this time so that they could sort of follow me about, and it's going to be a bit more like a respite thing too, I think, to give, the mums or grandparents and that a bit of a rest that are struggling, yeah.
That's Keelan Mailman, foster carer, cattle station owner and Barnardo's Mother of the Year, speaking to our reporter Lindy Kerrin.